Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with George Dress. You've told me this story before, but talk about when you did site selection for Pizza Hut in the Midwest.
Oh, I was doing some Kentucky Fried Chickens at the time, and a guy had six of them, and I was selling them to two fellas from down in Iowa. These Kentucky Fries, there was Sioux Falls and Sioux City, Iowa, and Albert Lea in Austin, Minnesota. They had two in Sioux Falls and two in Sioux City. So anyhow, what happened, there was a mix-up down at the home office. The guy was supposed to be there for franchises. We flew down there, and he was out at the airport, and he was going to Wichita. Well, I had this plane that I had hired in pilot, and I said, don't let him go. I said, just tell him stop, and we'll fly him to Wichita because I got to get these papers signed. It was a big deal. Well, we get to Wichita, and we're snowed in. Well, we went out that night for dinner, went by some, in the cab, went by a place, the two of them, and it was Pizza Hut. I said, what the heck is Pizza Hut? The guy told me it was a couple of guys that went to college, and they come home, and the dad had, I think, a grocery store, and he made these pizzas, and that's how it got started. Well, the next morning, I'm walking out of the Best Western Motel, and I look over there across the street, and there's this hut, you know, it's just a metal hut, and Pizza Hut. It's a home office. I'll go over there and talk to them and ask them if, you know, are they in the Minnesota? No. They're right by the Iowa border, though, from Minnesota, Mason City. It's just 30 miles. And so they gave me the name of the guy and stuff, and I thought, well, the parent corporation, sign the lease? Your guy says good. Well, yeah, he's the best. He said he had a bunch of them around Des Moines and that, and he traded them in and took Pizza Hut stock, but he didn't like the corporate life, and he wanted to get back into, so he just went back into the first Pizza Hut again. Well, I got him into Minnesota. That was the first Pizza Hut in Minnesota, and I put in 15 of them for him. We had quite a relationship, you know. Found the locations, and then in the end, I put Pizza Hut and then Kentucky Fried next to a couple of them. And so that's how Pizza Hut got involved with that.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with George Dress.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Redder & Company Sotheby's International Realty. If you missed any of the interview, log on to 610KONA.com and you'll find it on our podcast page.